Dr. Naomi Wolf. We've brought the receipts, these are absolute criminals. It really is unbelievable that we still need to have this discussion in August 2023, and yet, so many Christians and even well-known Christian leaders have refused to repent for their support of the deadly genetic vaccines. And there are some pretty big names out there who need to repent. Franklin Graham, Robert Jeffress, Pope Francis, they and many others have claimed to be pro-life while pushing the death shots. And it's not just the COVID shots. Many other vaccines, including the RSV shot and some of the flu shots, are now being converted over to the synthetic modified mRNA technology that has been killing people of all ages since being introduced to the public in January 2021. Among the most vulnerable to these shots are babies in the womb. And babies are dying as a result, journalist Dr. Naomi Wolf said in a recent interview with Steve Bannon's War Room podcast. She said doctors who told the truth about the vaccines to women who were pregnant or trying to get pregnant were punished financially. Those doctors who propagated the lie that the vaccines were safe and effective for pregnant women were financially rewarded. This is truly a must-watch video. And I don't slap the title, must-watch, on every video like some content producers, with Dr. Wolf, who, by the way, is a staunch liberal feminist who did not wish to come to this conclusion. But she followed the money and followed the facts before putting out these warnings. Please watch the below video and send it to your pastors, your Christian family and friends, and anyone who claims to be pro-life, while continuing to support these horrific injections. This is a Holocaust in the making. Yes, we've brought the receipts, said Wolf, pointing listeners to the Pfizer report analysis she has shared on her website, including Pfizer Report 69. Released in April 2023 by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, under court order. Amy Kelly, program director of Wolf's Daily Clout Pfizer Documents Analysis Project, called the information from this batch of Pfizer clinical documents, which included a pregnancy and lactation cumulative review, among the most horrifying to be publicly released. According to a LifeSite news report, the Pfizer document revealed that in its clinical trials, adverse events occurred in over 54% of cases of maternal exposure to the vaccine, including through intercourse, inhalation, and skin contact. 53 women, 21%, in its trials suffered spontaneous abortions following BNT162b2, Pfizer mRNA, vaccination, and 6 premature labor and delivery cases resulted in 2 newborn deaths. Wolf assured Bannon that these are definitely unborn babies being killed, since they involve the death of second and third trimester children, which even many abortion advocates consider to be persons. Wolf noted that despite knowledge of these dire fetal and infant harms, including death, caused by the mRNA COVID injections, both Pfizer and the FDA began an aggressive campaign to get women vaccinated anyway. She explains in the above video interview that Pfizer sent this report to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on April 10, 2021, meaning the CDC certainly had knowledge that the mRNA jab caused the deaths of unborn babies. And yet, in what Wolf described as a shocking development, 3 days later then-CDC Director Rochelle Walensky gave a press conference from the White House stating that pregnant women should take the mRNA vaccine, that it was safe and effective. Walensky said at the time, no safety concerns were observed for people vaccinated in the third trimester or safety concerns for their babies. As such, CDC recommends that pregnant people receive the COVID-19 vaccine. In fact, as Wolf noted, Walensky declared that there was no bad time to take it, including before, during, and after a pregnancy. So these are absolute criminals who have taken over the treatment, the care, of the most vulnerable population, which is pregnant women. And when you're pregnant, you trust your OBGYN, you do what they tell you, Wolf told Bannon. By the way, the young healthy athletes continue to drop dead. It was reported just in the last couple of days that 23-year-old Houston basketball standout Reggie Chaney, the 2022-23 AAC's sixth man of the year for a Cougars team that won a program best 33 games in 2022-23, has died suddenly and unexpectedly, reports CBS Sports. Two more athletes died suddenly on Sunday at a triathlete competition in Ireland.